Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Basil. Malazel. It's not a thing.
I do actually think basil malazel is a thing. Stir fry talk.
Stir fry talk.
Hey, real
delicious.
Real. Oh, you know what it should be called though is walk talk.
Walk talk. Okay.
Walk talk. That wasn't it.
You're my
walk talk. Ooh. Okay. We did get a walk though. Have I talked about that?
No, but I think this is now your corner to talk about this. This is your platform.
You're right. I'm so glad I have a platform to discuss my walk, but we got a walk for Christmas. I've used it twice. I'm getting much better. Although it is a different beast. You know, I'm not used to cooking up the sides.
Seems very hard. Whenever I watch Yummy Boy and he's creeping on someone cooking something and they're using a wok, I'm just like,
yeah.
Seems like a lot of vigorous hand motion.
I'm more of a chill, horizontal cooker.
Oh, I'm just like a set it and forget it bitch. But like there's rarely a thing I would really want to eat that I'd make in a slow cooker, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you slow cook?
That's a lie. I don't. But like, I mean, sure, there are great things to slow cook. But at the same time, there's nothing I'm really jonesing for that I want to wait 8 hours for. Email Diane. She's an eater. But she doesn't like waiting.
Even when she's not using a crock pot, her house smells like one. You know, like
you're right. Her curtains smell like beef constantly.
It's just like lingering beef curtains when you think about it.
Her lingering little beef curtains.
Anyway, I'm Julia Davidovich, and I have lingering beef curtains, so I'm considering going vegan.
Wow. Offensive. Yeah.
so you can have tempeh curtains. Sure.
Okay. My name is Zoe Clark. My tempeh curtains are crumbly. I mean,
that's one way to use tempeh.
I would say that's one of the things holding me back from going completely non
V card
meatsies. Yeah.
V-card. Growing your V card back?
Can't wait to grow my V card back.
Is what you don't like soy products?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid of soy.
You're a conspiracy Connie about tofu.
I'm a conspiracy Connie about soy, baby.
Well, I mean, you could fuck a bean or two.
You could, sure. You could. I don't know. I'm not a friend of beans. It's just the soy.
But isn't, you're not
I mean,
like...
Whatever, conspiracy talk, estrogen.
Yeah,
and like
I know.
Certain cancers, you know, and like certain shit Absolutely. That runs in your family.
I mean, so, yeah, if
I'm
I get
big
cancer
soy
from...
conspiracist.
If I get cancer from tofu, it's like I was going to fucking get it anyway.
Sure, why not? We can all think that
Email
way.
Diane if you know things about cancer.
Email Diane if you're obsessed with soy.
But you're not even a real meat maniac. Meat lovers pizza.
Oh, I'm really not. I mean, I think it's gross. most of the time I think it's gross. It's just kind of like, it's just sad. The whole enterprise is sad and gross.
Yeah, super sad. This is actually Food Inc., the podcast now. We're only going to discuss factory farming. Hope that's okay.
So depressing.
Literally, it is.
One thing I never need to watch again is like a documentary telling me anything about food. Just like
no, I agree. I agree. I do not want any more food documentaries. I mean, like the fun, cute ones, not the chicken in cages one.
No, I mean, as bad as it is, I'm done. And or like, you know, just every industry thing, just like, it's so fucking sad. It's so sad.
Now is not the time to see sad cows in a field. You know, like I know.
Certainly can't. I know. I really know. I know.
I know. Jerry follows this like really weird homesteader on TikTok. And oh my God, we're definitely gonna. I'll find one to put in Lumber Slide Rama because he's really like a red hair lumberjack type, and he talks like this. And he like has solar panels set up for his gaming system because quote he's a millennial. I know. So he's homesteading.
Here come the cops to take us away for not being homesteaders.
He has red hair and a beard, and he loves to cook in his outdoor kitchen. And it rains, and he has an outhouse, and he has everything you could possibly need at a homestead.
Wow, perfect man has an outhouse.
I know. Never date a man who doesn't have an outhouse.
Oh, it's true. Rules. It's absolutely
true. Definitely Diane's rules.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's up there with wine cellar for her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Incredible. So, who's your bad boy on the block this week? We already introduced ourselves.
I feel like I have like 5,000 this time.
Oh, that's great.
Can you believe it? The first week of the year. Is it the first week of the year?
Wow. Wait, I like completely forgot that the coup happened this week.
Oh my God. It's coup week.
It's coup week. Coup week is the new shark week.
Oh my God. What are we doing?
And we didn't even know when we did Ted Cruz that he was going to stage a whole fucking insurrection.
Did we predict it? Just kidding.
I don't think we did. I was trying to like, it would be so cool if we predicted it.
Ugh, I just can't believe everything that went, just everything that went on last week.
I know. We considered doing a Bumpuccino because like the coup happened on Wednesday and we had recorded on Sunday. And so we were like, but then Julia was like, what will we say? Just like, what the fuck? And basically, yeah, there's
really nothing to say. I mean, I can't believe people died.
People like, really died.
People really
people
died.
Really it's... died. People really pooped in the hallway.
People were doing upper fucking deckers. Like, I cannot believe it.
And it's crazy.
I'll also, put a like, description of an upper decker in the warmer.
Yeah, please do. What is that? What is that a poop thing?
That's when you poop in the tank of a toilet.
Wait, they were doing that?
Allegedly, they were upper deckering.
That's so wild.
Allegedly.
That's poop such a weird... I did not even know still had that. Oh my God. We do have a whole slew of bad boy updates to get through, but let's finish coup talk first.
Coup talk.
I cannot believe they went back to the Capitol that evening. Like if I had run into someone I went to high school with, I would never step foot in that building again. But like they almost got murdered in the head and they just went back.
You're right. They almost got murdered in their head. They went back. But like also people fucking died and you went back
people
to count,
straight
like, count
up
fucking
died.
Votes.
I know. Can't you do it somewhere else?
Can't you do it? Yeah. Like from home? I guess they had it somehow.
I know. Do it on Zoom. I guess they had to prove that they're like big, bad Congress people who like aren't scared of no Nazis. but like it's okay to be scared of Nazis. Like you had to crawl into an underground bunker so you didn't get shot in the head.
I mean,
they brought zip ties.
Wow, they were really going to get them.
I mean,
relatable.
Nancy Pelosi has the tiniest little wrist. She could squeak out of any zip tie.
You're right. She's a real squeaker.
Anyone who knows Nancy's know.
I cannot believe all the people that just took wild photos. I can't believe that hero in the green helmet. Just kidding, not a hero. I'm being very sarcastic. The Shiro, yeah, definitely.
Oh, wait, you mean the QAnon shaman?
Is that who it was? I can't believe
the guy in the
people.
Horns?
No, that's oh my gosh, that guy.
His name is the QAnon shaman.
I can't believe that guy.
I know. And everyone who got arrested, like, shaved their beards, like the guy who stole the lectern and the guy who put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and stole her mail. I just like what a freaking I can, and like I'm very circus. Anxious about and then like Trump is like I'm not going to be there for the inauguration at the Capitol, it's which like, you already proved is very easy to bust through. I'm freaked out.
I mean, it's just I mean, why are you freaked out? Nazis?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, definitely. Nazis are definitely. Very scary people. But like they're also these ones are so unorganized. That I'm not, they almost, I know it's like laughable, but it is scary. they're scary people. They are really
scary.
It's
such a clusterfuck. They're going to get a lot of COVID though. I don't know if that's good or bad. Or if they don't,
they're
really be pissed.
They're really maskless. I mean, they really maskless it up. Like totally
maskless. In Seattle. They really
what
are.
What is
because,
going on?
And some of the GOP Congress people also refused to put on masks when they were in their underground bunker.
Why? I don't get it. I
want to see pics of this bunker. I know I never will because that defeats the purpose, but like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, definitely bunker pics. Show us the bunker pics.
Show us the bunker.
Someone email Diane.
Do you want to do our Bobby Flay? Do you want to do our bad boy updates, or do you want to do bad boys on the block first?
What do we usually do first? I forget.
I think we usually do bad boy on the block. Goose. Yeah, but it's a loosey goose. I mean,
it always is.
It always is. It's fine. Let's just about.
We're not that structured. I mean, do we have to be?
We're like about as structured as the Nazis. So first bad boy update we'll just do. And this would be a first, which is, of course, the rumor that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are getting a giant D. And Kanye West is in a relationship with also previous bad boy Jeffree Star with the Pomeranians, Poopity Scoop. Certainly.
I don't believe it. So, like, wait. I mean, I did see a tweet that was like, Jeffree Star could have been first man, first lady.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he really would have done shocking things to that Rose Garden, I'm sure. But I guess, you know, Shannon did send us both a little blip about, I think it is rumored that Kanye West is gay. I don't care. Either way, I think it would be fucking hilarious if he dated Jeffree Star. And honestly, I'm for it.
Yeah, I think that would be really a fun relationship.
Oh my God. They both really suck.
They both really are rude. That's going to be a really interesting one. Wait, so it's a roomy bo boomy then still.
It's a roomy bo boomy. Jeffree said no, it's not happening. But I'm going to hold out hope because I ship them.
Interesting. I'm interested in this.
I guess personally. I'm sorry for, well, and then there was like that quick rumor that Kim was dating Van Jones, the CNN correspondent. Did you hear that part?
No. Wow.
I mean, the weirdest two couples to possibly come from Kim and Kanye, but I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know if either of them are true.
The gifts of 2021, truly.
It's been such a good week.
Little nuggets. Yeah.
The most nuggets I've ever seen. Other bad boy update is Elon Musk is now the richest man in the world. No, the richest man in the U.S. Same thing. Whatever. He's richer than Jeff Bezos now.
He's richer than Jeff. Is it because of Jeff's Big D?
It's probably because of Jeff's Big D, yeah. And of course, we're discussing the divorce.
Wow. Another divorce taking such a powerful man down, JK. he deserved it. deserved it.
You only have a quadrillion gajillion dollars now. Fuck you, Jeff.
And like, have not paid taxes in 4,000 years. So,
but I also feel like Jeff is going to be the richest man again in no time. Like Elon is constantly doing the dumbest shit with the Tesla stocks. There's no way that he's going to maintain richest person status. And Jeff is coming really after hot. Jeff will usurp.
He could do a usurpy bo burpy, but I really think that Elon living in Texas is going to lower his taxes significantly. I don't know. What's Elon even up to right now? Is he still trying to work on space?
I also read that Grimes has COVID.
Oh, hot. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, probably a holiday gathering. Can't imagine what else it'd be from.
Yeah, perfect timing for a holiday gathering. I don't know if you have any good boys this week, but I want to save the Bobby Flay update for good boys.
Okay, that is a good boy. Oh, yeah. You know why?
Because a fan sent it. So thank you. And we're going to do it justice.
We will.
Okay, but that's all the bad boy updates I have written down. I feel like I'm missing one, but big week, so.
I don't know, did Rudy fucked up?
Sorry if some news got lost in the coup. You know, he did some coup stuff.
It's a real coup stew.
It's a real coup stew. This week. I mean, put that shit in a crock pot. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Do your bad boy on the block, though.
Quick bad boy. My ears are waxy.
Oh, interesting you say that because I've been using ear plugs. They're made for people with small ear canals, so don't worry about them. and I'm putting in bigger and bigger and bigger ones and so to widen it up and get used to like a real throbber going in there. no, that's a lie. because...
I'm not
Jerry
sure.
Got them. Jerry got them for me for Christmas. Is that bitchy? Maybe. But they are useful. They do a very good job, but also like they, you can feel the wet. It's like gross. It's like you're a little too intimate with your ear, you know, because you can really hear like when you put it in and out, you can hear the like
squash.
Yeah, like the squishy squashies.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
That's what's been going inside my ears.
I mean, I'm interested. I sometimes think that the reason I have such sweaty, hot ears is because of these little over-the-ear phonesy poos.
I do think you should consider AirPods.
I mean, listen, I feel like they'll just fling into my coffee constantly.
You think,
I think that's
that,
a safe assumption.
Your ear can really sphincter onto these guys.
You're judging. I mean, is my, what do you think my hole? You don't think my hole is too large?
No, you have a toy ear.
Oh my God, thank you.
It's really toy.
You're right.
I mean, it's really,
I have really tight ears.
You know how with like Diva cups, you have to get a bigger one after you give birth? Same for same for earplugs.
I mean, I'm in
a wacky tabacky mood. Let's just say that.
Me too. I remember that free Diva cup I sold. We got it from TS.
Oh.
I don't know how. Did you get the other one? I don't know how I landed this in my hot little paws, but like I got a free Diva cup and I was like, I don't even get a period. I'm gonna do this shit. I sold
and
it on
you
eBay.
Sold it? Oh my God.
Someone paid
for
like 35
much?
Smackaroos or something. I don't remember. I guess maybe I'll put the receipt in Wilmer just to prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely do
or
that.
Something.
Weird. I mean, but you know, good for them.
I'm
glad
now.
That they and they have a means to collect their blood and plant it into a tree. Beautiful.
Is that what you do with your blood now?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I get a nosebleed, I bleed into a tree. No, just kidding. Okay, but what is your bad boy? God damn it.
I have a few. So I was just making sure that I could find this one on YouTube because I wanted to show you this guy's, at least the one I watched last night.
Okay.
What was that? Oh!
What just happened?
That was really scary.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Was that a ghost?
No.
You're acting weird.
It's gonna blow your shit out of me. You know what I actually think it was? I'm gonna send you this video and you'll see. He like knocked something and it sounded like these are so loud for the YouTube video that it sounded like he dropped something above me. And I was like,
oh.
Shiza. And then he started talking in my other ear and I was like, oh, it was really fucked up.
You,
anyway,
I mean, maybe we can isolate that video for Wilmer Sliderama of you reacting to
that. I'm sure it'll not be embarrassing at all.
okay, she's
so my first bad boy is this really okay. It's this fucking guy anyway. I don't actually know his real name, but his YouTube channel is called New England Wildlife and More. It's literally not about that at all.
Oh. I was expecting it to be like a park ranger.
Yeah, it's not. this guy like receives old food.
Oh God. Okay.
Then opens it. We've been watching him for a few weeks now. But this I don't know.
New England Wild.
I keep forgetting to bring him up.
Wow, he's,
and then he uploaded
he's
some
verified.
New stuff. Verified gross freak.
Okay.
Good one. Got him.
But you also just said you've been watching this for a few weeks now.
You're right. You're right. I mean, but he hasn't uploaded in a bit.
Okay. This is a 12-minute video. And it's called Opening and Tasting Contaminant Testing 70-Year-Old Canada Maple Syrup. Ugh. I'm going to fucking hate this.
Hey, everyone. You're absolutely going to hate
it. We're going to be opening up a few cans of 1950s.
That's so gross.
Canadian maple syrup.
You see what's inside of this?
This is not even the worst one. He did quail eggs.
Shelf all these years.
From how long ago?
That one made me gag. Because they were this was elements. The quail eggs was like 70 years, I think. It was from the 50s.
Is already leaking. I know
why? Ew.
Onto the cover of this one.
And he keeps like repeating
this.
I don't know. He eats these things too. He eats like he tests it to make sure there's not lead in it, and then he eats it.
He tests it with like his mouth or with like a lab equipment?
With like lab those equipment. Like, what's it called? Paper. I cannot think of the word. I'm too high.
Oh, like a little, I get it. Like a testing strip.
Exactly.
Every can.
Easiest word.
The label is in awesome condition.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward to the gross part.
Yeah, I was going to say, scoot to the test arena. He's just going to like point at all the fucking rust. He loves rust.
Oh, I just saw him come into open. That's his electric can opener.
He uses it on everything. I really don't think he like cleans it. He loves crust.
It's gross.
It is disgusting. We can't stop watching it though. Even make
it
through all the way.
Oh well. It looks like gasoline. But I guess maple syrup. It's
really dark syrup.
It is dark though.
It doesn't smell as good now once it's opened up. It smells like gross, rotten old fruit juice.
New drop of tooth. Gross rotten old
fruit juice.
He's literally pouring it into a glass of like a beer glass. Like, this is gonna be disgusting. Like,
very unclean glass.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad to look at, but I know that it's from the 50s.
This is not the worst. And he does like horse meat really sweet in a can. He found like Barbie chocolates.
Oh, a chunklet just fell out.
Yeah, he definitely inspects for the chunklet.
That's a chunklet from the 1950s.
Definitely corroding. Look at the bottom.
Ew.
He's the grossest.
Is this like an ASMR thing?
I gotta see. The opposite. But like, we were reading some of the comments and people are just like, oh my god, didn't have notifications on, I almost missed this one. Like, people love this guy.
God forbid. Wow, there's so many. 85-year-old cream corn.
Like, some of the thing, like, even the titles just make you gag.
90-year-old vegetable soup.
The quail egg, like, I'm gonna gag just thinking about it. It was just milky.
Ew, do you see that vegetable soup? I'm going to throw up. Okay. Wow. Literal bad guy, but you're obsessed with it?
That I did watch that vegetable soup one. That's like dry vegetable soup, actually.
It's dried?
Yeah, it's just dried. And he ate that one. He test for contaminant. Okay. Didn't find
He's
lead.
A monster.
And fucking
He's...
ate it.
There's like, I understand like the food waste
I
problem.
I can't stop watching
like,
it.
I understand that like we shouldn't be wasting food right now, but this guy is taking it too far. Like, food from the 50s, like, it's okay. It's okay. Sully, stop it's snoring.
Like, you may die, but whatever. You probably won't. It's just
That's gross.
Why. It's really a why. I don't know. Maybe put his face in the slider. Maybe I'll just, like, put a reveal that isn't so gross.
Maybe put the vegetable soup. I don't know. We'll see. I honestly trust you to find the right image from this guy to put in the slider. And I know it's going to be grosser than I want. But, hey.
I really can't.
As Wilmer's queen, you're allowed to do that.
Oh, wow, hot.
I have a bad boy.
Okay.
And it's one I would just like it to give a badonkadonk to my vibrator of 6 years who unfortunately died.
Long time.
It's a really long time. And like
brand name though.
It was unexpected. Yeah. Hitachi. But it was actually I didn't pay for it. It was a gift from Not Safe.
Oh. Well, I mean,
I worked on a TV show about sex and they gave all the women vibrators and the men, I don't know. They didn't get anything, but it's fine.
Amazing.
Well, they did do this segment on the show where there was like a robot pussy that people fucked.
Listen,
anyway,
you
email
fuck
Diane.
Something, fuck a robot pussy, honestly.
I think, yeah, I mean, if you must. Anyway, so that's just sad bad boy on the block news from my end.
Are you going to replace that bad boy? Like, what? How much is one now? Like $800?
I don't know. I haven't. I bet it's like $9,000 to get a Hitachi. I haven't checked.
Yeah,
but right. Please don't buy
me $9,000.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
That imagine you got a Hitachi in the mail for free just from a listener. Did you die?
Okay.
Did you die and go to heaven? Or what if you had to masturbate to that person and prove it?
How would I prove it? Oh wow, it has really changed design. It says I can add to my cart, but doesn't say the price, so that's jank. And let's say add to cart. It's $70.
Sounds about right.
Or dare I say $69.99.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
donkey.
Also.
Okay, who's your next bad boy?
Let's see. I mean, there was that nut. There was some woman just jogging. It kind of gave me the same vibe as our bad gal this week. Bad boy this week.
Oh, uh-oh. Gender norms.
Yeah. Anyway. Literally, no. I'm just trying to do a fakey bakey, as if people can't read the title of this episode-y.
I know.
Anyway, someone was just jogging so maskless. And then, like, as she was running by us, she screamed something like, she was like huffing and puffing, like in a comical way to me, but like in a dramatic way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, and then she was like, oh, fresh air.
Oh, my God.
Funny, but so crazy.
Why though? Like, doesn't she know what's going on?
Just like, just defiant, weird.
Was there a mask, you know, around her neck, or not a mask in sight?
It was a bandana, but around her neck, as if like if she had to go in somewhere, just in case she wanted to covertly, yeah. Like, nut, just shut up, weirdo.
I hate
like,
that.
Like, I'm not even gonna laugh at you now. At the, like, I already hate joggers that jog maskless, but like at this point.
I was like walking the dogs last week, and I was across the street from a maskless jogger, and I could hear him breathing, and it was like, no, I don't even like when I hear myself breathing. Like, sometimes it's annoying when I'm falling asleep and I'm like, I can hear myself breathing, but I especially don't want to hear you breathing during a pandemic across the street, you fucking stranger.
You're right. And when my right nostril starts going and I can hear it whistling, it's like, I may as well kill myself. Mia.
Oh, I was actually going to suggest you do that. The other fucking bad boy, Jesus Christ, this week has been a real coup d'etat. The fucking tests in LA that are like give false negatives all the fucking time. And it's like the one test that is used across LA County. And then this week they're like, oh, by the way, we were only supposed to use them when you were showing symptoms because they give false negatives all the time.
I mean, so weird. So, like, I mean, so hilarious. These. What a plot twist. I mean, classic plot twist for this entire. I can't believe how many cases there are here. I can't believe it's probably like higher than 1 in 5 now. I'm sure
it must be higher than 1 in 5. I know. Yeah. 1 in 5 was so last week. It's definitely 25% now.
You're probably right.
Just guessing. Just pulling numbers out of my ass. It's going to be bad.
I love that the citizen, it's like the citizen updates got so bad they couldn't get any worse about it. It was just like, we're scaring people so hard right now. It's like, maybe we can just say, open up the app to check what the latest shit is.
I know.
There's nothing worse.
Right. Once it's like bad enough that they're like, we are turning away people if they are going to die. Like, we're going to let them die in their house because they can't come to the hospital. That's the point where it's like, okay, this news, it's hard to get worse. It's hard to go downhill from here.
I mean, I literally, Carlos was like, I want to get some new knives. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that right now.
Definitely. I mean, like, don't
what if
leave
I accidentally
the house.
Chop my own fucking finger off? No, I mean, you know, when you like get new knives and you really are so fucking off with it. Oh God, I'm like scared. I do not trust myself to use a new knife.
I know.
Right now.
I do know what you mean. Like getting injured in a non-COVID way is horrifying. Because then you're gonna get COVID too.
Well, that and like, you know, no one's gonna help you. I don't know. You're probably gonna lose a finger. At least I think I'd lose a finger. I'm pretty clumsy mumsy. So
I'm a clumsy mumsy.
I'm just trying to protect myself.
Just hold off. Hold off on getting new knives. I agree
with
that.
No knives 2021.
That's a good idea. My other bad boy, I don't know where we are in the order of operations, but just that I had a Zoe bomb at night.
Oh no.
Just that I had a Zoe bomb at night last night.
I hate them on your behalf.
Was pretty much awake from midnight to 7 a.m. just vomiting, switching beds because like I just get so restless. And I've started taking really hot showers because like the hardest part about it for me is that like my temperature regulation gets really off. So like I'll be like freezing cold but sweaty type of thing. So getting in a really hot shower helps. So if any of you struggle with cyclic vomiting syndrome, try a hot shower. I mean, it didn't cure anything, but it did provide some relief temporarily.
My name is Zoe Clark and just hop in the shower, baby.
Hi. I probably took I've taken like 7 to 10 showers in the last 24 hours.
I mean, that's kind of where I've been anytime I've had like a pukey bookie night. Like, how can you even, I can't, I can barely get back into bed. I don't want to. It's just I feel really like a hard. Gross little nugget.
Yeah, it is. It is sort of a gross little nugget magoo.
Every time you breathe in, you're just like, smells like puke. Yeah. Everything sucks. Yeah, I just sit in the bath usually. I just like keep drawing baths.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in my own.
I'm a shower. I'm a shower power.
You're really a shower gal. I can't do more than
I'm
one dip in.
Shower Matt Lauer? No, because he's a pervert. But if he wasn't, I would say that.
You're right.
Future bad boy.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one day. We'll see what he does. I'm sure he has more to show.
I'm sure he does.
Squirrely boo. The squirrels are very plump.
Oh, well, no need to body shame them. But okay. Why do you think they've become so fat?
I don't know. I just think in general that California squirrels are so plump. I think they're just happy and they don't really have to go into any kind of hiding.
You're literally body shaming these squirrels.
I'm not. I'm just saying they get a lot of time to eat.
Oh, what? So you don't think they're healthy? You think that?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Look, I'm just saying that squirrels, they could be big, they could be small, as long as they're doing the right thing and they've discussed it with their doctor, go wild, bitch.
You're right. You're right. I'm an
asshole. Binge and purge.
Okay, stop.
Whatever, I throw up all night. Let me live. Okay, should we move on to our bad boy?
Yeah.
Man, she's definitely a Mrs. Prezino, your gal, but we know that. That's not unique.
Yeah, she's really a Scientology, your bulge.
She's definitely a Mrs. Scientology, your bulge.
She's a bit of a converti murdy, too.
A converti murdy. She's definitely a Trumparama. She's definitely a Mrs. Me too as a witch hunt your gal. I definitely once washed my hands next to her in a public bathroom. Never forget.
Oh, how was that for you? Did she wash her whole hands? Was she just like a quick, did she pretend to? What kind of hand washer was she?
Here's the thing. It was like, I don't remember her exact technique, but we were both washing our hands. And I was like, you know, we were washing our hands together at the mirror. And I was like looking at her and I could not place her. Like I could not tell. I couldn't figure out who she was. I was like, I know you're fucking famous or my mom's friend or something. But like, right. And then eventually I placed it. And when I did, I was like, fuck, I'm like staring at her because I was like staring at her in the reflection of the mirror as we were both washing her hands. And she was kind of like looking up at me like, what are you looking at?
She really has that face that just like places in the auditorium of a school. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like, yeah. Very resting mommy face.
And then I realized, yeah, who she was. And anyway, it's our bad boy of the week. It's Kirstie Alley.
Wow. I mean, what a bad boy.
She's been bad boying around
for years.
She's been bad boying it up. Okay. So do you want to guess her net worth or her Instagram following?
I think net worth.
Okay.
I think net worth. I'm going to go with a hot 19 million. That number 40. Just stuck out to me.
Oh, 40 million.
Okay.
I forgot that she was on Cheers. So she's got that syndication money.
There's that. She's got a face you forget.
She's got a face you forget.
Beautiful hair.
According
to Trump.
According to Trump, yes.
That was a very weird quote.
# not my president thinks Kirstie Alley has great hair. And for the record, she has 212,000 Instagram followers, which is weak.
Wow, queen. JK. Weak. Wow. Also, Kirstie. I guess we forgot to mention in the coup update.
Oh, sure.
That Trump got banned from Twitter this week and everything. Oh, yeah. Snapchat and fucking Pinterest or whatever.
I can't believe he got banned from Pinterest. That shit's hilarious.
Is that for real? I mean,
there's
like,
definitely
all these
a group of moms. There's definitely a group of moms who are so upset.
They can't
share their like MAGA birthday cake recipe or whatever.
Can you not share any content related to him?
Yeah, I think they like banned the tags.
Yeah, I don't know the full story. There's just
they're
too
just
much
gonna come up with new fucking tags, though. Like,
I mean, the fucking Twitter angle is just like, where aren't we? They're getting rid of people that are QAnon,
right?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
Yeah. Same on YouTube. But come on. Like they're going to be they're everywhere. They're on 4chan. They're on all the little chans of the world and, you know, the Reddits of the what have yous. Probably not Reddit, actually.
It's a real chanorama.
It's a real chanorama, and there's like nothing we can do about the chanoramas.
Yeah, that scared me. I've never been on a chanorama. Like,
you've never been on
like 4chan? No.
I've literally
never even tried. I do not understand.
No, gobble it out. We can gobble this out, but when the stuff was going on was the only time I went on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, that is the only, but I was deeply confused. I was like, this is scary. I don't like this format.
Yeah, no, it is very hard to figure out. Yeah,
but the only forms I read, bodybuilding and JK.
Of course.
And
Hello Kitty.
Yeah, that's the only one. That's the only one. Oh, yeah. Hello Kitty. Some forms are fun. This form, scary.
Not this one. I didn't even know about the conservative social media app Parler until this week, and then it was all over the place.
Yeah, literally. If you knew about Parler, are you one of them? Like, who fucking knew about Parler?
I think that's the rule. Email Diane if you know. Undeniably. Okay, so Kirstie Alley, she's an actress. She's also a Scientologist, and as of 2007, she was an OT7. Which is just one below, the tippity top.
Yeah, right.
She's
they're going to make like four more.
I know.
They're never going to reach the tippity top.
And I guess she's given like millions of dollars to them, obviously. And there's beef between her and Leah Remini, which is cute. Scientology related beef. But I guess they never really got along even when Leah was in the church.
Do you think Kirstie... shit, I will say her name three different ways.
No, I will too. I don't care.
It's the Kirsties, the Christies, the Kristens, and the...
Yeah, is it a Kirstie, a Kirstie, a Kirstie, a Kirsten, a Kristen? Oh, like, fuck me,
it's
man.
So hard. No shade to any of you, but like...
No shade to anyone with that name, but Kirsten,
can't get it straight.
Get the fuck out of here. It's hard. It's hard. Just like put the R second.
Hard.
Put the R second or put the I second. Don't do this... back and forth bullshit. Kier, Krit, it's completely different. It's mind-boggling.
It's hard. Anyway, Kirsten?
No, Kirsten. Kirstie.
Kirsten. Kirstie. Kirstie Alley. I'm really... Coochie Alley.
Yeah, definitely Coochie Alley for sure. So this week... okay, well, I guess rewind. So she's been a Trump supporter... since 2016, she tweeted her support for Trump and then retracted it, saying, I hate this election and I'm not endorsing anyone. And then this year she said, I actually did vote for Trump in 2016 and I'm going to vote for him again because he's not a politician, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it 1,000 times.
Cool, cool, cool.
So she, in response to the coup, she said that war sucks, but sometimes it's necessary.
Okay. Wow. I'd really like to see her there.
It's so brave for her to say war sucks.
What?
It must have been so hard for her to admit war sucks. I agree with her on that. But I don't think it's necessary. And then she also compared Twitter banning Trump to slavery. And I'll read the exact quote so that I don't.
God.
I wouldn't want to misquote her and make her sound better. That's the real fear.
You're right.
Kirstie Alley slavery,
so many
Google
things.
Of the week.
She like, I think her big beef curtains with Leah Rems was, I don't know, just like, she was like, blanket statements. She says Scientology is all bad and this and that. And it's just like, you make so many blanket statements. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. All people should, this is about Trump being banned on Twitter. All people should be concerned is the key here. It's true. The average person will no longer have a platform to speak their views. This is called slavery. The censorship proves big tech now holds the keys to the chains.
Does she have a YouTube channel?
She's definitely on YouTube channel watch. That's for damn sure.
She really is.
I'm worried for her. not really though, because she also has like had QAnon lingo in her tweets before, and like I wouldn't notice it, but I guess they're like phrases and stuff that QAnon people use that like prove that you're Q. I don't know.
Wow.
Did you, you're probably not still watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right?
Oh no, I'm not caught up, but it would be good to catch up.
Okay. Well, this is
which episode are you on?
Mm-hmm. I'm caught up. I think it's like seven. I know it's like a bit of a TV talk, but it's not. So there was a woman on the show who was going to be a main cast member on the show. There were two of them. One was named Sarah and one was named Angie. And it came out and Sarah was on the last episode. She had like a cameo. She hung out with one of the ladies and she was at the coup. This woman who is supposed to be like a real cast member on the show, but she's just sort of like a sometimes cast member. You know what I mean? Of course I looked it up on Reddit and I guess like production had found out that she was like a QAnon person before the show started. So like, that's why she wasn't given the full cast member treatment. And she had some QAnon shit in her bio. And she also had this thing saying that she's a starseed. Do you know what a starseed is?
No. Wait. Okay. That's not those. I don't know. I might be thinking of some other weird UFO documentary thing, but that's not the same thing, right?
It might be.
This is a starseed.
Right. I mean, this is a real tangerama, but a starseed is said to be an advanced spiritual being originating from another planet and realms and possessing spiritual and scientific knowledge dating back hundreds of thousands of years.
Okay. Classic. She's definitely one.
Ever looked up at the stars and felt a longing to be up there? Perhaps you've been referred to as an old soul, or you've never felt like you quite fit in here on Earth. It's quite possible you're a starseed.
Definitely. If this is the test to be a starseed, I'm a starseed.
Kirstie Alley's on Starseed Watch. Yeah, every time I look up at the sky, I'm like, I belong up there.
She's a real SS officer.
She really is. No, but... Funky. Oh, 100p.
Just kidding. She's not a Nazi, though, I don't think. I mean, I don't think.
She's definitely Nazi Jace. So she... Oh, I really liked this one beef curtain she had with the USA curling team.
So weird.
She
really has so many little beefy curtains.
She has 1,000 beef curtains. Tendrils. With the most random people. She just tweeted that curling was boring, and then like the USA curling team tweeted back like basically like all your fucking movies are boring. I don't
honestly
like,
got her.
Icy? That's true.
Really good.
I've never heard a better comeback in my life. And
curling really doesn't suck that much. Shut up.
It's fun. I mean, like, also, Kirstie, if you don't want to watch it, fucking turn it off. It's the Olympics.
Yeah. You like, just like you have the ability not to watch it. Why even complain about it? Especially if you don't want to be like sassed.
I like
by
curling.
The American curling team. My name is Zoe Clark. I fucking love curling, you bitch.
I wish it was around year round. Is Tokyo 2021, is this summer or Winter Olympics?
Didn't we just miss them because of this?
Yeah.
Because of this?
We missed them because of this, but then they got rescheduled for 2021, maybe.
Oh, are we still on track? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really
don't know. Who
knows?
Okay, well, that's Olympics update. another thing she did. Remember that mass shooting in Vegas?
Remember that shooting? Yikes.
She said that she blamed it on like mass
psychiatric
prescription
drugs.
Yeah, psychiatric drugs. She was like,
oh, that's a Scientology thing, right?
Yes. She said something like, you know what the difference is between
something like there were no shootings before the 80s. And the only difference is drugs.
Of course, the Nikki Swift article.
You're not shutting this movie
down. Hey Tom.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is what she tweeted. We have to solve the mystery of why there were no quote shooters or almost zero before the 1980s. I know one common denominator other than guns. Mass usage of psychiatric drugs. A percent do have side effects of, in all quotes, violence and suicide.
Dr. Detective Alley.
I know. She's such a doctor detective. So thank you for diagnosing the problem, which is clearly guns.
Yeah, it's definitely guns. Guns.
It's definitely guns because, like, I mean, but she also doesn't believe in mental illness. So, like, does she not see that, like, violence and suicide are also symptoms of mental disorders and shit? Like, what are you talking about, lady?
Yeah, she's just shooting her little mouth off, you know, blanket statementing everything.
She definitely called me to a witch hunt, did the whole like, oh, so now we're just going to believe people whenever they say whatever they want. She did that. But yeah, really the worst thing she did was call curling boring.
Yeah, I'd say. How rude.
I mean, America's pastime when you think about it.
You're disinvited from the Olympics, so don't even think about it, lady.
Would you go to the Olympics at any point in your life?
Sure, if I didn't have to go to all the events. I'm sure no one would want me at all of them anyway, so.
No. If you go, you have to go to every single event.
Damn it, I don't have the time.
The thing is, like, what do you like watching the best?
Summer or winter? Because
give me all.
You know, I don't really like the summer very much. I'll say that much.
Interesting.
I'm a winter.
You're a winter splinter. But isn't gymnastics in the summer?
Sure.
I like gymnastics.
Gymnastics is nice. I like gymnastics, but I like figure skating. I like the hockey ones. I like.
Oh, do you like the luge?
Bobsledding.
The luges and the bobsledding and the skeleton.
For a sec, I couldn't remember whether luge was summer or winty.
It's winty.
Email
Diane. Isn't luge also a sled?
I don't know. Luge ? Is what I'm putting in Google.
Oh, yeah. Definitely dream Google.
No, you're right. You're right.
Okay, it's a sled. Incredible. Yeah, I like both. I really do like both. I like snowboarding though. I like snowboarding and skiing, the trick stuff, not the racing stuff. For racing, I much prefer the sleds. For tricks, I like snowboarding and skiing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you love the tricks.
I love tricks.
Are you a boarder? Have you ever snowboarded?
Yes.
Are you a winter sport lover? Really?
Well, okay. I don't know because when I was younger, when I was a young white child, we did go skiing or snowboarding often. And I actually broke my ankle snowboarding in fifth grade and I never snowboarded again.
Trauma alert.
Yep.
Wow.
So there's that. I actually had another really traumatic experience when I was skiing with my mother and there was like a little tunnel that kids could go through. And I had like done it on one of my like whatever little classes and I did it and I came out the other side and she was gone.
Oh, that is traumatic.
It was so fucking scary. But we were reunited.
Losing your mommy.
But we were reunited and far more traumatic things happened to me later in life. So no need to worry.
Right. That memory really gets pushed out the butt.
It was so scary at the time. And I still get like scary feelings when I think about it. But in retrospect, I mean, I was being a little bitch.
This is stupid, but like I find it hard not to overheat when you're doing winter sports, you know?
Oh, it's
and
true.
It's cold outside.
Well, it's like your face is blistering in the fucking wind. It's freezing your D off. And then you have
your fucking
1,000
body.
Layers on.
Yeah, you really do.
Man.
You really do.
And if you're
vigorous activity, baby.
Like if you're at the top of the mountain and you have to pee, first of all, you have to get down the mountain. You have to get those things off of your goddamn feet. And then you have to take off every single layer of clothing ever invented.
It's true.
It's a recipe to piss yourself. And I'm sure I did.
I definitely tried to piss myself on several. They really made it a thing to like school trip all these like winter sportsy things, you know, like cross country skiing. Did they make it a thing to like make an outdoor skating rink every year at your school? No,
definitely
literally
not.
Every single year they made us fucking skate. And then gym class was just skating.
Really?
Yeah. For like the winter months. We would have gym class skating.
Would you like play different, like, would you play like hockey or like?
Yeah, or like they would just mostly just teach us how to skate.
That's so bizarre.
I don't know.
Is that everywhere in Canada?
I don't know. Email Diane your skating stories.
Skating is just part of the curriculum there?
It was part of our curriculum for some reason, but like, I don't know. Wow. I went to a pretty small school.
So when you made the skating rink, you like filled the thing up with like a hose?
Yeah, they just put up like these wooden walls and then they just fill it up with a hose. Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
It was, I don't know, it was pretty sizable. They would put it in like the soccer, like where the soccer thing was.
That's cool.
Because you're not going to do winter soccer.
No, no, no.
Baby.
No, that's called hockey. Wow.
It's called hockey.
Okay. How about the World Cup? You like the World Cup?
I don't hate it.
Same.
I like the excitement people get for it because genuinely yeah, it is. Cute. I think it is like, it is cute.
It's like very, anyway, it's very sweet that when people in other countries have passions.
You're right.
When Americans liking something is so fucking gross, but like
it's disgusting.
When like
I hate it.
Brazilians are like so fucking into their soccer team. Is there anything cuter than that?
No, I really love
Angels.
It. It's genuinely Angel. Sweet.
It's genuinely
and
sweet.
Like watching Americans watch football. Oh my God.
Oh my fucking Hammer. Lord. Yeah, no.
Jesus.
And like the thought of like a bunch of like French people going to a bar and watching a soccer game is like sweet. And the thought of like a bunch of Americans going to a bar to watch football is like one of the most disturbing images you can imagine. Anyway, I think we got pretty off topic from our bad boy girl, Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley, she loves soccer.
Oh, simply loves it. What else do I have here? She praised Trump's pandemic response and he replied, thanks. That was on Twitter, RIP Trump's Twitter. We're never going to get gems like that again. And that pretty much sums up the Kirstie bomb.
Well, yeah, it really does. And like, I guess also we'll shut the door on Kirstie and then just like quickly bad boy Jack. Is
bad
it Jake
boy Jack?
Or Jack? Twitter.
Twitter
Jack,
Jack.
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
It's Jack.
It's Jack. It's Jack.
It's Jack. Like,
did Ben. Okay, well, let me shut the door on her.
I think you don't. I think they have.
Really? Where?
MTV Movie Awards. Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. They were just like both like so around in the 90s. Maybe like. I'm upset. Maybe like the J14 Oscar party.
Ooh, the J14 Movie Awards?
The J14 Movie Awards.
The J14 Magazine Awards?
Oh, man. I was never into Tiger Beat. I was a J14 girl all the way.
You heard it here first. But, my name is Zoe Quinn.
And fuck Tiger Beat. Yeah, I guess bad boy Twitter Jack for literally waiting for people to almost murder all of our elected representatives to ban him. It's very irritating that all these people are like, now's the time.
Like, you were definitely afraid all these idiots were going to boycott your fucking app anyway. Like, they're not going to boycott it later. Like, what, you were afraid of his base, like, just leaving and going to some even worse app. I don't know. Like what? Like what? What were you fucking afraid of, you dickhole?
People are like,
you're
so
just a spineless
fucking,
shit.
People are so fucking obsessed with Trump's base.
Oh, they really love his base.
It's so all about
much.
That
They're
base.
Crowding at that base.
Oh my God, they are crowding Trump's base so hard. Yeah, I don't feel bad for them though, because they're actual Nazis. Yeah, get the fucking Nazis off the app. What do you care, you fucking piece of shit? He just wants money. Okay. Incredible. So let's move on to our good boy.
Ooh.
Our good boy this week is Courtney Rogers, aka Coco_Rogers with a Z on Instagram, who sent us this incredible bad boy update. And it's a TikTok featuring Bobby Flay in Italy. And we're going to play it.
I can't believe his look. When do you think they shot this, by the way?
That's a good question.
December 1st, 2019.
Definitely December 1st, 2019.
Bobby Flay went to Italy for 6 weeks and is acting like he's a fucking local. Look.
Last year, I dropped everything and spent 6 weeks in Rome.
That's not even that long.
Last year, I stayed in a place by the Tiber River near the Vatican. When you live in a place like Rome,
oh,
for
oh
for
wow.
Days,
look at him holding a fucking sandwich.
All of a sudden, you actually have
this is definitely going in Wilmer.
Routine. Show you something
it really is.
Very local. My laundromat. down here to get a coffee.
I mean,
his laundromat. I went there. Get pervert.
Yeah, he's literally talking to these like random teenage girls about a cafe, being like, I love it there.
Hey, yeah. Wanna have a meal with me?
This is also one of my coffee shops too.
Oh wow.
I spent many nights at that beer bar. It's really good in there.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. He's literally so embarrassing. He 6 weeks is not long enough to be like, I have so many fond memories at that beer bar. Like, shut up, idiot.
I cannot. You have, so, I don't know.
Good boy,
I kind
of
feel like he's just been fucking the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He's on a fuck spree for sure.
Huge horn dog.
Do you have any good boys other than Courtney?
No, but thank you, Courtney. Oh, no, I do. I do.
Okay,
great.
Great.
What did I say now?
I don't know, but.
Let's see. Who's my good boy? Oh, my God. The fridge. Fridge update, baby.
Oh.
Like, how could I forget about my fucking fridgey?
I'm so happy. Tell me about her. Is she so cold?
She's so cold. It's like every time I open her, I tell her I love her. I'm so affectionate towards this fridge. It's creepy.
Oh my God. Does the water thingamajig work?
Yeah, it really spurts out.
So you have like so much water. Is it a slow mo though?
We're just like, we're really flowing with water. Nice. In what way? I mean, they said it's filtered, but it tastes like tap. So
I mean, like, sometimes
water here tastes like my own asshole.
It really does taste like your asshole. Sometimes when you sometimes those water things are just very slow. Like, it takes forever to fill it.
Oh, great. A fucking slow water hose.
My life. Is yours slow or is she quick?
She's pretty quick.
Okay, great.
And like the first time I used the ice thing, like styrofoam came out. So like that was fun.
That's a little different. That's a little spicy, but okay.
But with, like, fucking first week of the year is so busy. So like I haven't had really too much time to get to know her very much. So like I've just been opening her and like eating from her, you know, eating her out.
Yeah, of course. In a respectful
really been
way.
Taking her out. In a respectful way. She like her fucking dairy shelf lights up.
Yeah.
Her meat shelf light. I can like
her
can
meat shelf
from the top. Her meat curtains light up.
Wait, is it a lefty righty or an uppy downy?
It's a lefty righty, but like
that's what
huge.
I thought.
Meanwhile, somehow shorter than the old one. Also, bad boy though. Like the old one is just sitting in the front yard. Anyone who wants to see it, I mean, I will DM Diane and I will give you the address.
It's just sitting out
just
there.
Put,
did you bring it out?
Hell no. The handymans did.
Okay, we'll definitely take a photo of that fridge just sitting in the front lawn, and we'll put that in Wilmer's Aroma.
I mean, like, this whole time I've been praying for it to leave because it's so gross and I hate it.
It's like going
to
grow sentient and walk away. Yeah. Well, now you have like a nice, sexy Lexi.
I do.
You do.
She is really a sexy Lexi. Like, she really is. And she's so clean. Oh my God.
You're really lighting up talking about her, just like her meat drawer. I don't. It really is. I don't have any good boys. Really hard to think
really
of one when I was
up
vomiting all night.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying.
Okay, well, I'm sure you are.
For you.
Okay, let's do TV talk.
TV talk.
Did you watch SVU?
There was a new one? I don't know.
Damn
I'm just
it.
So used to them abusing me.
I know. There was a new one. And I guess we'll talk about it next week, but it's... Yeah, it's a
classic.
You want
to spoily-boily a bit? It's a classic in a good way?
It's a classic in a good way. I mean, like, all the twists are classic. Like, you know, someone gets shot midway through. You get it.
Mm.
You know?
Hot.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Well, does that just mean I get two episodes to watch this week?
I hope there's another one this week because they are a real cock tease about that. And then...
Are they mask on still? Mask off the talk.
Yeah, the mask shit is very weird in this episode. Like, there's a scene where they're all drinking at a cop bar, which, like, I'm 90% sure cops are doing because they're fucking idiots, but, like, I thought they would, like, at least try to avoid that.
You're right.
And they all, And they all, they still do that thing where it's like they'll walk up to each other and take masks off to talk and then walk. I just, like, I understand. I just don't know.
Maybe just pretend. Maybe just pretend that COVID doesn't exist right now, even though COVID obviously exists. I just don't fucking know.
Oh my God. And there's a scene where Noah, disgusting Noah, is wearing a mask and Olivia is not. And they're like standing in the middle of Times Square and he has a mask on and she does not. It makes
Jeffrey Toobin?
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Cover it up.
Cover it up. Cover up that mouth, Olivia. Okay. And then we could talk about 90 Day Fiance. I'm trying to remember.
Wow. I mean, no one's happy.
I always I feel really bad for what's her face, Laura, that like fucking Jovi is just piecing out for a month. Like, that's exactly what's her face did to Sinjin, Tanya did to Sinjin. And it's just like,
yeah. And like, I guess, okay, what do you, how do you feel about miscarriage date update? I mean, why can't you just
miscarriage
go with
them? Update?
Like, how bad would it be if she just spent the entire time in the, oh, that's, oh, right.
Because he's like a right. What's that show?
He's a seaman.
He's a seaman,
he's an extreme crabman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, like, hot. That's no place for a woman.
You're right. Women, stay home. Don't crab.
Yeah,
don't lobster
stay
out there.
Home with your brand new rug.
Yeah, oh, she loves that rug. But I do, like,
update.
Listen, I do agree with her about shoes in the house. Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
About, like, everything.
But
he does try.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They're weird. They're not going to make it. And then fucking crazy yogurt cat mom. There's
God.
One woman on. There's one woman on the season of 90 Day Fiance who was literally feeding key lime yogurt to her 1,000-year-old cat who like couldn't be more on death watch.
Oh my God, that cat is on death watch. I feel so sorry for it. She's so fucking fucked up.
Yeah. So she is definitely getting played. So that'll be fun to watch. But yeah. I mean, it's a DC's. It's not an incredible C's.
It's a DC's. They're all very just kooky, kooky. The couple that is, oh my God, daycare couple.
They weren't even in the last episode. So you probably watched.
You know what happens though.
She gets sent back to France.
I don't know if she gets sent back to France yet, but you know that she gets detained in Mexico.
Yes, yes. I know she gets detained in Mexico.
And just like, I mean, they keep just teasing that in. And just in the teaser, they were like, he called his mom and sister or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and they were
like,
what's up? She's like, what the fuck do you think happened? Like, obviously it went wrong because I'm a moron.
It's also so funny that he's like in this extremely romantic, like, resort location and she is detained. It's not funny, but it's definitely happening.
It's not. I don't know why people think they can actually outwit like that certain sect of the government. They're like the scariest government in the world. I don't know why anyone would like try to fuck with them in like the 90 Day Fiance way. I can understand if you're a refugee, but you're fucking,
but like,
waiting to marry someone. Get over your life. Like,
I mean,
wait,
also like
months,
it's
bitch.
Just because of like COVID and whatever. Did you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, you did.
I obviously don't remember any fucking names.
I know. I really like Simone. She wore the boxing outfit. She's really good. And I liked her outfits.
I like that they were dancing for the winning.
That was
dancing
good
for their life, which was whatever, so much nicer because
it was
like
a good,
they're just happier
too. yeah
and not just like sad.
I actually really like Olivia Lux too, who she was doing the lip sync against, because like in the beginning she came in, she's like that I've only been doing drag for 6 months person, but she has the nicest teeth I've ever seen in my life. We'll put a picture of her teeth in Wilmer Sliderama because like
beautiful,
it's been incredible teeth. But she's good.
Mm-hmm.
She performs. Yeah. She does that makeup. Like, I'm into it. We'll see what happens when the rest of the queens enter.
It was actually a very good lip sync.
It was a great lip sync.
Very entertaining.
Very entertaining. And on, I don't know, one of the fucking Drag Race things I watch and listen to, maybe it was the Pit Stop, which is the after show they do on YouTube. It's fun. I recommend it. TV Talk. And they were just saying that like they didn't do splits or like they weren't like going ape shit. Like it was very contained because they didn't have to like prove anything. You know, I feel like when like it's a lip sync for your life, they're constantly, and I'm literally stealing this from what they said on the show, so don't think I'm smart, but it's like they want to put everything out on the line, and it's often too much.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Instead of just performing, you know, I guess what they know or whatever.
Right, right.
That makes sense.
I'm excited for the rest of the girls to come in. Like, we'll see how it turns out. But it does seem like I don't know if it's just because these are the only ones we've seen, but the group that they're focusing on, or at least in the first two episodes, do seem like the stronger group. And yeah, I don't really have any other good boy, bad boy, anything. So mask up, ladies.
Yeah, really mask up your pussy, baby.
Yeah, definitely mask up your pussy. Email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boys, your good boys. If there's a bad boy you want us to do, email Diane at badboypod.com.
I'm basically Ted Cruz.
Julia's basically Ted Cruz. New drop of tude. She wasn't just saying that randomly.
Even though I cut it and put it on here.
Yeah, you thought you might wanted it, but you only want it when it's like me making it, when it's me saying something bad.
It's true.
Like if I was saying that, which I'm not going to say because I knew it was fucking sit on men's faces and then walk away.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would ever say that.
It's such a weird thing to say.
Sit on men's faces, not and walk away.
Not on brand. But that's okay. Yeah, so email Diane, rate and review the pod, send Diane a screenshot. You'll get a pin and a personalized note from Diane.
We're stagnant on reviews of boozies.
Hello. Could be more stagnant.
Why no haters? Why no lovers? Please.
Why no haters? Why no lovers? Please.
We see the listens. Give us a fucking rate-a-rama.
Give us a rate-a-rama or else I'll freaking lose it.
She will. She will.
And that's really all I have to say. Congratulations to Elon Musk for passing Jeff Bezos as the richest man.
Incredible man. Yeah. Incredible men. I love them all.
I love them all. And to Kirstie Alley, fuck your name. Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a great week.
Yeah.
Host Q. Wow.
How many? I can't believe it's just days till. Our best friend is. He's right.
Our best friend is coming to town.
Our best friend is coming to town. Can you believe
it? Should be interesting to see how little gets done, even though we're going to have control over all the things.
Most things. Now, just wait for some of those little fogies in the.
It's like, why do you give these people lifelong positions?
Oh, you it's mean so the Supreme weird. Court? Yeah, I know.
The Supreme Court, like, why do you give people lifelong positions?
Anyway. Brought to you by
Lady Parts. Dream lifelong position.
Seriously.
Ice cream woman.